This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, today, Republicans in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives are going to vote on one of the most restrictive abortion bills in many, many years. The bill is sponsored by Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, a state we've just been talking about. It seeks to ban abortions after a woman has been pregnant for more than 22 weeks. Now, the bill does not have a chance of becoming law, and you know why. Democrats control the Senate and they control the White House. But similar measures in state legislatures controlled by Republicans are gaining some traction in jurisdictions all across the country. To discuss the GOP's effort to restrict access to abortion, we have Molly Ball, my colleague and staff writer for The Atlantic. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Todd.
Good to have you. Well, as I just mentioned, the bill that the House is going to vote on isn't going to change national abortion policy. It's not going anywhere. President Obama would never sign it. But this says a lot more about the GOP than about any new laws, doesn't it?
Yes, I believe it tells you something, first of all, about the internal dynamics of the House Republican caucus, where Speaker John Boehner is always having to defend his right flank and sort of placate the conservatives in his caucus. I think it also tells us a lot about the clout that social conservatism still has within the Republican coalition. You know, as Republicans keep trying to pick up the pieces from 2012 and figure out how to move forward, there are some voices, particularly younger and more moderate voices, is encouraging the parties to sort of back off the culture war. But there's also a very large and institutionalized segment of conservatives who want the party to double down on things like restricting abortion and banning gay marriage. And they're encouraging things like this particular bill.
Why isn't the former view, the view that was supposed to be one of the lessons learned from Mitt Romney's loss to Barack Obama in 2012, that they need to step away from social concerns, be more relevant to younger people, not be the party of the far right? Why does that seem to have washed away, or is this just a hiccup?
I think this is still an ongoing debate, but let's be clear, there are a lot of Americans who believe these things. It is a minority view, but it's a very large minority view that, for example, there should not be any access to abortion, or, you know, gay marriage has just recently become a majority view among American voters, but it's a very slim, maybe a 51-52% majority in most of the polls that you see. So there's a very large number of Americans who believe these things, and if they don't have a home in the Republican Party, they really don't have a home politically. The question, I think, is one of emphasis. I don't think anybody thinks that Republicans are suddenly going to become a pro-choice political party.
Right.
It's do they need to be emphasizing these things and really giving Democrats a political weapon, you know, for the Democratic argument that had so much success in 2012, the whole narrative about the war on women and trying to take away your contraception and sort of putting the Democrats in the driver's seat of the culture war.
So in a way, Republicans need to give voice to an important part of their base. That's politics. We all get that. As far as timing, this might be the ideal time to make sure that your base is happy. Sort of bury it in a non-election year, have the vote. Everybody can go home and say, I voted for this if they want to, and it's not right before an election.
Yeah, I guess that is one argument behind it. I don't think it's quite that deliberate or organized. Again, I think if you look at the internal dynamics in the House, we see a speaker who's quite weak, who does not have a lot of control over his caucus, and who has to throw them a lot of bones just to make sure that he keeps his position. So, you know, we have a fight coming up over immigration. If that goes through the House, it's probably going to go through with a lot of Democratic votes. And so the speaker may be trying to do some favors for the conservatives in order to give himself a little bit of cover in that case.
The ongoing politics of abortion and the ongoing struggles of a Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, trying to manage a restive and conservative House Republican conference. That's Molly Ball, political reporter for The Atlantic. Molly, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.